The CIO's Guide to RPA, How to Start Thinking About RPA for Your Organization. Some things we will discuss are Introduction to RPA, What is RPA? Does your business need RPA? RDA versus RPA? Implementation, How much does RPA cost? What is the benefit of going through a value-added reseller? An Introduction to RPA. As we enter the age of automation, more executives and business process leaders are recognizing the value in automating their tedious tasks and freeing up their workforce for more valuable and strategic projects. Robotic process automation, RPA, can easily streamline enterprise operations and quickly reduce costs after the initial investment. However, business process owners need to know where to start. This guide will make it easy to start thinking about RPA for your organization. First, what is RPA? Simply put, RPA was created to automate business processes. Its backbone is a software configuration or digital worker that is programmed to gather and process data without human intervention. This can reduce the manual workload by restoring time and redirecting strategic talent back to the business, while tedious tasks are handled by bots. Digital workers are excellent time savers and can be the catalyst a business needs to restructure or refocus parts of its workforce from repetitive, tedious tasks to taking on more strategic work. Depending on the RPA vendor you choose, the need for coding and developing expertise and IT intervention applications vary from high-touch intensive environments to truly business-led RPA solutions that require little to no coding experience and offer pre-built APIs that securely integrate with other systems. In more advanced solutions, which we'll discuss in this ebook, RPA can pair with cognitive technology to completely transform a business total automation solution. Does your business need RPA? Here are some use cases. Digital workers can, for example, log into an application, extract data from a web page, normalize or transform the data, and push it into another application. This is referred to as swivel chair automation because it offsets the common scenario of a person logging into two disparate systems and turning their chair back and forth between computer stations or systems entering data. In this example, it's easy to see how these seemingly administrative tasks can get in the way of customer service or more strategic initiatives. Here are some examples of how we have seen businesses leverage RPA. Number one, it's smart. It can read and import data from random documents. A customer with an accounting system can occasionally process vendor spreadsheets that are sent in a format that the customer's ERP and other accounting systems cannot natively ingest. RPA will read the spreadsheet and push data into the accounting system for the transactions from the vendor spreadsheet. It can do this in a much shorter time than it would take a person to manually enter the info, and it cannot make a mistake. Number two, it can make systems communicate. RPA enables disparate systems to communicate. For example, for one customer, RPA is connecting a native human resource recruiting tool with a third-party drug test scheduling system. Based on a set of rules defined by the administrator, RPA knows when it's time to schedule a job applicant for a drug test. It goes to the drug test partner's website and schedules an appointment at the facility closest to the applicant. It then sends an email confirmation of the appointment to the applicant to let them know the date, time, and location of the appointment. ERP systems can be expensive to customize. RPA can replace many of those customizations in a much more cost-effective and faster way. Number three, it can automate tasks such as running background checks. A nonprofit customer who needs to run background checks on donors leverages RPA to automatically run background checks once a donor gives for the first time. Number four, it can scan the web and report findings. A customer in financial services with a wills and trust division leverages RPA to run a daily scan of nationwide obituaries to see who has passed away and whether they match the financial institution's customer base. Another customer in the mortgage and lending industry is using RPA to scan tax and insurance information once they agree to purchase a loan from another institution. This way, the tax and insurance data can be properly applied to the loan at the new institution. Number 5, insurance. Insurance MGAs and wholesalers are leveraging RPA to get faster quotes from insurance carriers. This is beneficial for both the dealer and the underwriters. Here is a list of other possible use cases. Finance and accounting, order fulfillment, financial close, submitting vendor invoices, tracking payments, vendor onboarding, vendor portal inquiries, funds transfer, customer onboarding, incentive claims, pricing comps, sales and PO processing, collections, report aggregation, and journal postings. Human resources, employment history verification, onboarding, offboarding, payroll, time and attendance management, training and education, compliance reporting, employee data management, tax management, benefits and stock administration, welcome packets, banking, mortgage lending processes, verification activities, customer onboarding, compliance and risk management, customer service, IT, installations, server and application monitoring, file and document monitoring, FTP download, upload, and backup, user setup and configuration, application integration, data and content aggregation migration, ERP and other systems integrations, batch processing, and synchronizing, deleting, emptying file folders. Debt buying and loan servicing, legal recovery, filing of complaints, integration with seller portals, unclaimed funds data gathering, and credit and background checks. Insurance, claims processing and administration, new business and underwriting, policy maintenance, compliance and risk management, customer service. Manufacturing, inventory management, contract monitoring and enforcing, supplier portal integration, work order management, order processing, shipment scheduling and tracking, invoice, quote, and contract management, refunds and returns, and freight management. Transportation and logistics, shipment scheduling and tracking, load researching, invoicing, credit collections, and order and inventory tracking. In healthcare, maintaining centralized medical records, handling admissions, patient eligibility, and physician credentialing. Corporate controllers are set to dramatically increase their adoption of robotic process automation, RPA, according to new research by Gartner, Inc. Today, RPA is used by just 19% of controllers, but that number is set to grow to 73% of controllers by 2020. Gartner forecasts the robotic process automation software market will grow by 41% year over year through 2022. In a more advanced scenario, once a business progresses beyond a simple repetitive task automation, RPA can be dialed up to assist with more cognitive tasks that rely on machine learning and artificial intelligence. One example of this would be a sensor that detects when a part of a delivery truck is about to go bad. A company in this case can use smart technology coupled with RPA to issue a mechanical warning and request the truck come in for maintenance. A business's ability to use RPA for more advanced tasks will be based on the combination of technologies they select in their total automation solution. Next, RDA versus RPA. Here, we'll compare robotic desktop automation, RDA, which effectively uses a single software robot to complete a static task, to RPA, where digital workers are implemented with a more cognitive and fluid automation process. RDA, robotic desktop automation, or RDA, is where most bots reside on a desktop. RDA can be cheaper and easier to manage for a smaller organization. It works best when a static, unchanged process is taking place. Companies looking to build a single bot should take some items into consideration. There are vendors who sell single bots, and this model is more RDA, robotic desktop automation, than it is RPA. This model looks like this. Number one, find one or two bot opportunities to test within an organization. Number two, simple proof of concept build. Number three, purchase the bot. And number four, grow to more bots. In this model, challenges can arise without a well-thought-out strategy in place. Here's why. First, the platform on which bots are working cannot change. For example, if a bot is programmed to match words on a static Excel document to words in another system or on the public internet, the bot is set. But the moment the Excel document needs to change, a bot is likely not smart enough to learn the new Excel document without being reprogrammed. The natural next step to a successful bot might be to purchase more bots, but be careful, because too many bots can become consuming to keep track of and protect from process updates. Too many bots can also become chaotic when humans are learning to work with new virtual colleagues. In the single bot RDA strategy, only 3% of organizations have managed to scale RPA to a level of 50 or more robots, say Deloitte UK authors Justin Watson, David Wright, and Marina Gordieva. RDA means the bots reside on desktops, which can cause processes to become clunky when interacting with information across different servers within an organization, and can become a security concern as the bots must share login and password credentials with the human worker who uses the same desktop. RPA. Compared to RDA, which relies on more static processes for success, RPA is best used in a dynamic environment where intelligent automation solutions are also being considered. Many forward-thinking enterprise organizations have an innovation team who is driving the vision for the company's future. These futurists are CEOs, CIOs, chief technology officers, chief transformation officers, and technology evangelists, just to name a few. They are the person in an organization who has been tapped to see around the corner and move their companies to the next level with a 3 or 5 year plan. People in these roles are evaluating software in conjunction with the IT organization while understanding the needs and vision of the business. The type of company described above needs a solution that can help them transform digitally. Enterprise organizations need to partner with someone who can understand their full vision so they can attach automation to their long-haul vision. RPA providers like Blue Prism have partnered with IBM Watson on cognitive computing RPA initiatives. Likewise, companies who design their automation strategy as one that integrates RPA and cognitive platforms will be more successful in the long haul. Business process owners need to consider the full scope of intelligent automation in order to fulfill their long-term vision. Intelligent automation includes technology like Capture, OCR, workflow, case management, machine learning, RPA, and artificial intelligence. RPA pairs best in a scenario where one or more of these technologies is also going to be deployed. While RPA is a smart technology, it's not intelligent as a standalone program. It only performs tasks with clearly defined rules. RPA cannot replace human judgment. Partnered with other intelligent automation technology, like optical character recognition, OCR, however, RPA suddenly becomes smarter, being able to read characters from a static PDF, or even being able to dynamically look at a stack of monthly invoices, deal with exception handling, and input the correct information directly into an ERP system. An ideal RPA initiative begins with a mutual understanding of a company's vision between the company and its RPA provider. While taking a more consultative approach can be time-consuming, the time put in on the front end of a process will greatly benefit all parties on the back end to ensure minimal issues and maximum effectiveness. What the ideal beginning of an RPA project looks like. Number one, look for an RPA provider who has partnered with other digital transformation leaders and who are taking a more cognitive approach. A bot is simply a part of a company's overall automation strategy. Number two, communicate the company's strategic vision to all parties. Number three, build a business case and rollout plan for intelligent automation across the organization. Number four, identify optimal process to automate first. Number five, Perform pilot project. Number 6. Upon pilot success, work with vendor to determine Phase 1 RPA project cost and scope. Number 7. Scale digital workers and intelligent automation across the organization. Implementation. A successful implementation involves the creation of an RPA Center of Excellence, COE, wherein technology leaders create and mandate the governance policies for RPA in alignment with corporate standards, and business leaders manage the software to drive optimal outcomes for their lines of business. It is critical that both parties are lockstep with one another so that all criteria are addressed and priorities are set. While oftentimes the business representative is responsible for the process, IT needs to be prepared for how a total automation solution will impact things like security, compliance, and governance. There are 4 critical areas to consider when planning an implementation. Number 1. Can the process be automated? Consider the business process you're wanting to automate. Can it actually be automated? Will the platform your bots will be crawling change at any point in time? Number 2. Identify exceptions. Identify exceptions that may arise outside of the standard process. How are these exceptions typically handled? Does a person need to be involved? Exceptions don't put up a big red X on using bots, but all parts of the process need to be considered. Number 3. What are you solving for? Remember your long-term goal and make sure to track toward it before agreeing to invest in more bots. For example, are you trying to free up employees for better customer service? Are you using RPA to decrease errors? Will RPA save time? Be sure to create a baseline and track metrics so you can prove the business case for doing more. Number 4. Follow your automation strategy. Businesses should have a long-term plan for both RPA and how all aspects of intelligent automation will support their business in the future. Resellers of intelligent automation solutions can be a big help with helping a company put together a plan. One additional consideration a company should have before implementing RPA is to not assume that one digital worker will replace an entire role. Just because one task has been automated doesn't mean the entire role can be replaced by a digital worker. Additionally, companies implementing RPA according to a Strategic Robotic Operating Model, ROM, a strategic framework composed of standards, principles, and templates which aid smooth and comprehensive implementation, routinely see the following benefits. Rapidly achieve automation benefits, reduced cycle times for customer-facing processes and improved satisfaction rates, business alignment across IT and business operations teams as they work more closely together, built-in audit history for system access, configuration changes, and process education. Digital workers complete their work and get processes right the first time. Rapid and repeatable approach to process delivery communication, control, and visibility across an organization. And overall support for continued growth and differentiation of the business. As the digital workforce is incorporated throughout an organization, businesses are better able to rapidly adapt and react to the ever-changing needs of the company and the customer. The 7 pillars of a ROM implementation are: Number 1. Vision. Identifying the expected business benefits and outlining how these align to corporate strategy. Number 2. Organization. Defining the organizational design that best supports delivery of the RPA capability and aligns with corporate strategy and culture. Number 3. Governance and pipeline. Defining the opportunity assessment approach to select the best processes for the RPA pipeline to ensure the business maximizes the associated business benefit. Number 4. Delivery methodology. Defining the optimal delivery approach and embedding templates and policies for rapid and efficient delivery of Blue Prism processes in a structured, controlled, and repeatable manner. Number 5. Service model. Setting up the engagement model required to support operational processes while defining the management, reporting, scheduling, and referral handling processes for business as usual. Number 6. People. defining the roles and responsibilities, supporting the selection of candidates for all roles, and defining training mentoring approach for the specialist roles in the Blue Prism program. Number 7, technology. Defining a highly scalable and maintainable technical architecture and associated growth strategies to ensure the environment is being set up to allow maximum business benefit. RPA providers like Blue Prism offer ROM as part of 5 Success Accelerator packages that are designed to help customers reduce time to value and create a sustainable foundation for connected RPA and intelligent automation according to their specific RPA goals. So, how much does RPA cost? The beauty in RPA is found in the lightning-fast, accurate processing of manual tasks and significant man-hours returned to the business. Since a primary goal of process automation is to lower cost, anybody looking at RPA needs to think hard about not only the upfront price of the RPA solutions, but also the total cost of ownership, TCO, of the RPA solutions they're considering. RPA vendors on the market, including those who only offer RDA, sell their digital worker or bot licenses on average between $5,000 to $15,000 per year. Businesses can find savings in annual subscriptions and value in the support and resource offerings unique to each vendor. The cost of RPA software probably isn't anywhere close to the majority of RPA TCO. If your organization purchases an RPA product but never uses it, then the cost of the software will likely equal your TCO. But as you automate more processes, the money you spend on the software itself will shrink as a percentage of TCO. The cost of the software is important, but it's also important to recognize that it's almost certainly not the main factor in your RPA TCO. What are the benefits of going through a value-added reseller? Total solution in one place. Intelligent automation resellers represent multiple vendors across the intelligent automation spectrum, so they can deliver an end-to-end solution. This allows for an unbiased, total solution to be built based on the needs of a business. Select a reseller who represents the top RPA and intelligent automation vendors in the industry. Industry-leading vendor access. All RPA vendors are not created equal, and many of them don't sell directly to businesses. In fact, the RPA leader and company who coined the term robotic process automation, Blue Prism, doesn't sell directly to businesses, but instead relies 100% on a channel of highly vetted resellers who have wraparound services like support and professional services. Certified experts. Many resellers require their employees to be certified on all products they sell. When selecting a reseller, make sure they have certifications to back up their products. This will also help if a business has to call support for an issue. A reseller's support organization will have notes and background on the entire solution rather than just a portion of it. Single invoice. A business can simplify their total automation solution with one invoice rather than many. For more information about how to select the right reseller, read our guide, How to Choose an Intelligent Automation Reseller. In summary, purchasing and implementing software robots or digital workers to perform routine business processes and elevate efficiency is an attractive proposition for IT and business leaders. The evolution of this technology has paved the way for companies to take advantage of smarter, more cognitive ways to automate their business processes. This technology is readily available today. In fact, portions of intelligent automation like paperless workflow and case management have been here and only getting better for 20 plus years through Gartner Magic Quadrant leaders like Hyland. Early adopters have already adopted, and Fortune 1000 companies are already using RPA to save millions of dollars. Intelligent automation resellers have certified their experts, and the idea of AI and RPA aren't so futuristic anymore. the cost to get in the door quickly is relatively inexpensive, especially with some planning ahead. Take the time to speak with an intelligent automation reseller today. Keymark, Blue Prism, OnBase by Highland, and Kofax help organizations to effectively scale and achieve operational agility by deploying a digital workforce that maximizes productivity and minimizes manual work. Additionally, Keymark is the creator of Forms in Motion, an innovative software as a service solution for forms automation. As a value-added reseller, Keymark is one of a select few organizations worldwide to represent such a comprehensive list of automation capabilities with years of proven experience and our award-winning Keymark extended support. For more information, call 864-343-0500 or email us at sales@keymarkinc.com.